Yes, we are. I don't see.
You are live.
Here we go. We're live. All right. A little bit of a stumbled start here. All right. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the Kevin Ross Emery Show with
Ashley Olstein.
Except I'm pointing in the wrong direction. There we go.
I know. I switched places.
The reverse.
Yeah.
For all of you watching us tonight, for maybe the first time or coming back around, you know, I just want to remind you guys of two or three things. The first thing is Mercury is still retrograde, and we're going to get into astrology in a minute. The second thing is we are still new at working with our StreamYard that's doing all of this since I left my last station and have now moved into StreamYard and my new station. So we're still figuring everything out. So be patient. Have a laugh, and you know, remember, laughter is the best medicine. So have at it. Now, Ash, how are you doing? Ashley, how are you doing? Ashley. Yes. How are you doing? I can't call you Ash this week.
Not this week. Nope, it'll be too confusing. I am doing well. It's been I'm going on vacation, so I'm wrapping everything up today, and then starting tomorrow, I get to like pack and be mentally on vacation until I physically get to go. So I'm excited. How about you?
You know, I'm just, the balls are all juggling and changes are happening, and I'm just rolling with it, and I'm kind of remembering to. Now's a good planning time. Now's a good time to review. Now's a good time to look internally. Now is not a good time to make change. Change that happens now tends to be revisited. And so I'm trying to make as little change as actual taking actions while this Mercury retrograde is going on. You know, one of the things is we always try to start with the astrology, and I want to remind people, on this show for 20 years now, we have always referred to the astrology section or the astrology show. We've done it in sections. We've done it in whole shows. We always refer to it as planetary influences. And I always want to remind people, astrology out there is like the weather. It's going to happen whether you want it to or not. You can do your best to ignore it. When we ignore the weather, sometimes we dress too warm. We don't dress for the rain or the sleet. Sometimes we, you know, we just end up having a less great day because we didn't think to check the weather and dress appropriately. When we check planetary influences for the week, that's what we're doing. We're checking the astrological weather, and we're telling you some of the things that are going on and how it may be affecting you, how it may be affecting your life. Now, again, don't give your power away to it just because it's raining out, which it was raining today. You don't have to put on a rain jacket. You don't have to grab an umbrella. You can just ignore it and you can tough it out. I mean, Ashley and I both live in New England. If we weren't tough, we'd be dead by now. you know, if we were weak every time the weather changed. So that's what I want to tell people, that, you know, this is what I want you to kind of be aware of. So there are a few things this week. And as always, I'm going to just take a few minutes and tell you some things to be aware of. This is your time to take out your astrology chart. If you don't have your astrology chart, get your astrology chart. If you get your astrology chart in the nickel machine that just kind of gives you the chart and gives you a couple of blah, blah paragraphs that you look and are confusing you, then, you know, feel free to reach out to me and schedule a time to actually get your astrology chart done. And understand what's going on in your world. Ashley gets, you know, once a year.
At least. Sometimes yeah. I need a little more than that. But yes.
We do our solar return. We do our progress chart. We base it off the natal chart to give her lots of perspectives. And then we talk about what the weather is going to be for the next 12 to 18 months. So she actually, you put the dates in your calendar.
They are physically in my calendar so that, you know, if it's a poor time for me to be signing contracts and I have an appointment or something, I can check and say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to reschedule for next week. Yep. So just better to be careful.
So with that Mercury retrograde still going on, and it is going to be continuing until the 25th of April, it is not a good time to sign contracts. But if you have to sign a contract, you want to check it not once, not twice, but three times. You want to know that somebody is going to, and I had somebody actually tell me this story recently where some sleepy law clerk basically dropped a paragraph in that meant that the person was signing away, not protecting all their assets. They were signing all their assets away. And they weren't signing them away to the law clerk who just dropped, cut and paste something in. You know, a lot of contracts are cut and paste, right? Mistakes happen. They don't always get caught. If you sign it, doesn't make any difference. You're still legally obligated. This client of mine said, I remembered Mercury was retrograde. I went through it with a fine tooth comb. I didn't know half of what it was saying, but I saw that and went, whoa. And I sent it back and said, can we have a redo here? These are the kind of things that you can do. If you have to sign a contract, you have to understand that communication gets kind of all the communication that is successful is internal communication between you, yourself, and I. And it's about you clearing up what are your dreams, what are your goals, what are your visions. And it depends on where that Mercury retrograde is hitting you, where in the area of your life you should be really focusing on. This is a time to revisit, to, you know, do all of the re's. Review, revisit, realize what's working and what's not and what needs to change. But you don't change until it's over. The other thing going on the 19th, the sun is going into Taurus. For you Tauruses, this is your time of year. But you all have Taurus in your chart. If you pull your chart out, I have Ashley's chart right here. I like to use her as my victim. Ashley, Taurus, three guesses, seventh house, right?
I don't even know why we even bother mentioning it. Just to make everyone aware, everything's in my seventh house right now. It's just partnership, 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 partnership.
So when you look at that, that Taurian energy and you think of the planet Taurus, it's fixed, it's earth, it's practical. It's also about harmony. It's about beauty. But it can be about stubbornness and it can be about jealousy. And it is about material comfort. It's about foundation. It's about feeling comfortable in the world. And what does it take to you for you to feel comfortable and secure in that world? Because yours is in the seventh house, it's in the house of partnerships. And, you know, it's going to go into your eighth house and it's going to ding your Mars, your moon, your Saturn. All of those are going to be energies that it's going to hit. Nope, I'm sorry. It is in your eighth house. You are out of your seventh house.
Oh, well.
Yay!
Hey, death and taxes now. Okay.
So it is in your house of death and rebirth, regeneration, of going into the depths and the mystical side of things. And Taurus is there. And it's going to be hitting your moon and it's going to be hitting your Mars. It's going to be hitting your Saturn. So you can look that this is going to be a time where lessons are going to become clearer. You're more going to make changes. You're going to review how you're moving through the world and you're going to be doing an emotional review. That is going to also show up because we have the Mercury retrograde. You're going to have it twice. And we've got a conjunct Venus right now. So Venus is moving into that house for you. So you're really looking at what makes me feel good, what makes me feel peaceful, what means home to me. Is this making any sense that these are your energies?
Yeah, I think that it does make sense. And I'll know more in a little bit of time. So on the 19th, that's tomorrow. Bless you.
Yes. That's
tomorrow. So yeah, I will... And now I'm doing the math, and I think that that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. So also you're going to be having in the skies. Now I'm talking about the skies. I'm telling Ashley where it falls in her chart, just as a way to show you how you apply it to your chart. These are the issues that are going to be up. This is the area of life she wants to look at, death and rebirth. She's going to do a lot of resetting while Taurus is there. Probably every year, this is a time when she makes lots of change in areas and review things. This is her time to do that because of where it falls into her chart, and she's putting that Taurian energy in. The other thing we want to be careful of is that we are going to have Venus conjuncting Chiron. And so when Venus conjuncts Chiron on Friday, on the 21st, not Friday, on the 21st of April, we're going to find that because Venus also represents not only beauty, but oftentimes how we see and feel about love. You're going to see that conjunction for everybody is going to fall into your wounds around loving and being loved are going to get poked at.
Fantastic.
Gonna get poked at. And on that same day, you have the sun squaring Pluto. And so that sun squaring Pluto means you're going to have a lot of stuff coming at you from the outside to say, transform, 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 make change, make change, make change. And the change is going to have is definitely going to have the energy of letting old wounds go that may be holding you back, bringing healing to it, really deciding if it's worth it. These don't have to be negative, but it's going to make you look at those wounds and make decisions. The push will be to make decisions about it.
Okay. And we'll be out of Mercury retrograde at this point. So no, we won't. We're still in.
You say April 25th, we're out of Mercury retrograde.
Okay.
So we're still in there. The decision should be internal. The moving forward are the actions that you take.
Gotcha.
Okay. Again, this is just a little highlight. These are a few of the things coming up. We also have conjuncting in Taurus, Jupiter conjuncting Uranus, which is a unpredictability. There's going to be some unpredictability about prosperity and kind of I always think of Uranus like electricity, unpredictability, change, the unexpected. And it's going to be an unexpected because it's a conjunction with Jupiter, which could be unexpected prosperity, unexpected growth, unexpected expansion. Because it's in Taurus, depending on where that falls in your chart, it could indicate like additional prosperity of some kind coming in. Speaking of prosperity, would you like to introduce today's guest?
I was thinking it was a perfect lead-in. So let's introduce, today we have Ash Shukla. And let me see here. There's Ash. Hey, Ash, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good. So let me introduce Ash to you all. Ash Shukla is a holistic business consultant and founder of Financial Chakras. Ash came to the U.S. in 1989 with $20 and no knowledge of English whatsoever. After more than two decades working as a successful planner, Ash decided to explore speaking and training consulting. Today, he is an Amazon best-selling author of Sell Like Crazy, a book that changed millions of lives. He will soon publish his fifth book, Financial Chakras. Ash has personally helped more than 5,000 business owners and entrepreneurs, taking their ventures to more than seven figures in revenue. He is a sought-after keynote speaker and received a congressional honor for his work in helping small businesses. So thanks for being with us, Ash.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so, so happy to be here, my friends.
Can you tell us a little bit more about this financial chakras? I'm fascinated.
Well, with financial chakras, you know, my friends, I will tell you, I discovered that in 2008. I was scammed in about 2007 and I lost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I was doing pretty well actually as a financial professional. So, after coming here, I was doing pretty well. And, it's one of those things that just happened, you know. And eventually, I went to my grandfather and I asked him, what can I do? So he helped me align myself, you know, properly. And at the time I was doing about $5 million a year in business. And I asked him questions and he helped me get aligned. And literally in 6 months, I doubled my business. So I asked him a question, has anybody proven how chakras could exist in finances? And he's like, that has never been done. So I said, okay, I will go to work. So I actually did the combinations of over 5,000 combinations of chakras. And I found a formula, now called financial chakras. And the whole point is to really help people understand, you know, how they can align themselves and prosper. And my, you know, everything that I do, it's specifically my book that's coming out, is dedicated, it's a tribute to my grandfather for helping me, you know, during that time. So that's what it's about. And my our mission is very simple, is to help people accumulate $1 million wealth. So that's what we are shooting for.
So my first question for you is, because this is, you know, this is a spiritual based audience for the most part.
Yep.
Talk about these chakra combinations, because I know there are people that are tuning in tonight because they want to see a clear understanding, and they have most of them are going to have a 7 or an 8 chakra system. And you talked about 5,000. I don't think I could eat enough and get big enough to have 5,000 chakras.
Right. So it's not, I appreciate that. And so it's not, go ahead.
I just said I'd be the Taj Mahal if I was that big, trying to hold on to 5,000 chakras.
Yeah, I think you're misunderstanding the point. What I said was, it's a combination of 7 chakras. So like, in order to get to the formula, financial chakras formula, where how does chakras exist in finances, right? It's a combination of the 7 chakras that exists. So I had to go through different combinations. So for instance, you know, we'll start with, let's say, heart chakra, and then we'll go to heart to head, and then head to, you know, maybe gut, or maybe even, you know, like, so as you look at combinations of 7 chakras, so each chakra I had to do multiple combinations of to get to the formula that exists, right? So, you know, that's what I was saying, basically, is that the combinations, it took over 5,000 combinations to get to the number, to get to the actual formula that can be applied outside of your body for the first time. Like, you can apply that, and I can show you how it can work in a cup of coffee, or it could work in a conversation, in sales conversation, or maybe even in a business development, or maybe even in your financial instruments, right? So how do they exist? It took that much of combinations to make it work. And there's one combination that actually passed us fail safe, because my mission was to really understand how can I make sure that this doesn't happen to me next time, but more importantly, this doesn't happen to anybody else, which is a scam, right? And during that, because of that, I was able to like really keep going forward and finally find something that's more concrete, right? And so from that to now, like, you know, I've developed a few other things, but, you know, that's what I was talking about. I hope that helps.
A little bit. You said that you can apply this combination of chakras to anything external. Can you say more about that? You used a cup of coffee for an example. So how would you apply the chakras and for what outcome?
So basically, like, you know, when you take a look at a cup of coffee, right? Like, you know, when you're taking a look at anything external, like, you know, we know that everything in the world is energy, and energy has frequency, right? So that's a proven concept. But then the questioning of, like, you know, how does chakra exist in externally? So when you sit down and think about everything that's created, number one, is created by human beings, right? And there are from a point of view of, like, you know, you start and you sit down and start thinking about it, okay, there was energy applied in no matter what's created externally in every single item, okay? From that point of view, when you go into it, right, and you start really looking at, you know, every single item that's created, the vibrational frequency is there. So I will give you a perfect example. Okay, you drink coffee most of the time in a coffee cup, correct? You drink, you know, whatever other drinks you drink. I don't drink, so I don't know what are the kind of glasses are used. Right now, the
coffee, it's an IV. I put it right in my
okay. There you go.
steady stream.
Oh, he's got there it right there. Exactly. But yeah. The question you have to ask yourself is, you know, we get attracted to certain things, right? But specifically, we drink coffee from a coffee cup. Why? Why not drink coffee from a water bottle? Right. And so case in point, right, as you are looking at that, you know, as a situation, right, that the specific combination that I have created, right, it proves that chakras exist in a cup of coffee, right, for that particular purpose. OK, in this case, right, it's here in the water bottle for this particular purpose. I wouldn't drink coffee from a water bottle, and I wouldn't drink water from a coffee cup. Like, not most likely. Sometimes, yes, but not most likely. Does that make sense? And if you put coffee in a water bottle, it will most likely melt because of the hotness of it, correct? So therefore, it's not perfectly aligned, just you know, to particularly fit that, right? Now, if this was a it's not a live object, somebody could argue, right? But at the end of the day, the reason we can see this particular water bottle, and the reason we can see each other, or the reason we can see the coffee cup, is because E equals MC square, right? So because of the constant light that's passing through us, that's what's creating the shape. That's why we see the shape. But does that mean the shape is not alive? You wouldn't see the shape if the shape wasn't alive. You created the shape by human being, and now particular you know, basically energy centers that went in there to create that cup, basically.
Okay. So can you give us a little more of a There's a conceptual level that I'm bringing in, but there's also a tell it to me like I'm a 5-year-old.
Got it.
And so what I'm kind of hearing is everything has energy, and if you apply the right energy to the right place, it's going to give you the correct results.
Yes.
Am I following this?
Okay. Yes. So everything has energy, and energy has frequency, correct? If the perfect amount of frequency wasn't applied in a coffee cup, you couldn't be drinking coffee. You would be drinking something else. If the perfect amount of energy wasn't applied in a water bottle to drink water, you could not drink water. Right? If you look at even from a feeling point of view, right? If you hold the water bottle, the feeling is that I want to drink water, right? In, you know, so if you look at from a point of view of like physiology, right? The way you hold the water bottle, right? Some people, my wife loves big water bottles. I hate those stupid things. So why do I hate it? Why does she love it?
So if you apply this energy. So this is very interesting, because I'm gonna roll out here, and Ashley, you can jump in anytime you want. You all know why I have to now say Ashley tonight and not
Ash and Ash.
But
it's a superior name, obviously.
Mother Superior, maybe.
Yeah.
Is because I like to learn about my guest stuff from talking to them. I don't read your book. I didn't go through your website.
Sure.
I am my listener. That's how I've run the show for 20 years. So I'm asking the question that one of my listeners might ask because they didn't go through your website. They didn't have, I haven't read your book. They don't know anything. They're coming in blind.
Sure.
And so I, in my little pea brain here, was thinking you were going to come in and be talking about things about how to, you know, fix blocks in your chakra that would allow prosperity to come to you, would then manifest prosperity to come to you. Because first of all, there is allowing and then there's manifesting, which are two different steps that people don't understand that sometimes.
Yes.
They'll manifest the, and I see it all the time, they'll manifest the shit out of stuff and it stands right outside their auric field because they have a block from accepting it.
Yeah.
Are any of those concepts within the work you do, or am I just in another planet here? Just
that is exactly in the ramifications of what I do. But since Ashley asked me the question, how does chakras exist in a cup of coffee? I had to address it. Okay. but Ashley, just so you know, I love the question. So thank you for that question. And it is intellectually stimulating conversation. When it comes to that, it's absolutely intellectually, but judging from who you are and what I'm judging here, right, you know, you, that's what caught your attention, and I totally understand that. So those of you who are listening and you are intrigued by that, I'm happy to talk about that further later on, but today we are going to be focused on how you can manifest abundance, right? After all, you know, you are here to make your life better and, you know, not just drink a cup of coffee like Kevin is doing. So that being said.
Hey, don't be picking on me. Anything that's involved with coffee works for me.
There you go.
we're not even gonna talk about the fact that you know, my water bottle, you know, look at my water bottle.
Yeah, look at that, right? Okay, wow.
There's my water bottle.
It's like a weapon.
And if you think that that's actually water in it, I've got news for you. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you're working on a spiritual chakra level to help people do this. Do you find in the work you've done, because I'm assuming this is something you've done with lots of people.
Yes.
What do you find is a consistent or the biggest block that you find to people being able to do that? I mean, like, is there a theme? Is there something? Is there a place where our viewers, our listeners could say, oh, I need to think about that.
That's a great question.
Look at that. I need to see if I'm guilty of that. Do you find there's any common themes that have showed up regularly in your time doing this work?
Yeah, so like what ends up happening, my friend, is that most of the time when people are coming to me and they really want to, you know, enhance, right? So I'll give you an example. Today I had an event, okay? And in the event, financial chakras event, I usually do them every other week, you know, for 2 days. So in my event, one person, you know, and she's religious, but, you know, she's not into chakras and she didn't know anything about it, right? And then another person was a Reiki master, and then there were a few other people as well. So as I was talking to both of them, what was interesting, the problem was the same. So they both had this conception, okay, of chakras, right, in terms of like they understood how chakras are you know, in terms of their how they reside, because everybody talks about as a principles of the body, right? What they did not understand that, you know, like one of the biggest misconceptions that I keep seeing, as I saw with these people, right, is that when they're attacked, like, you know, when they are trying to accomplish something, they're accomplishing, they're going in a certain way. So it's like, so one of the things we discover is misconception of their current financial flow. So the current financial flow is flawed. And when you have your financial flow flawed, so that gets discovered, you know, by a couple of different steps. So I created like a mathematical formula on how to measure your emotions in dollars and how to measure your potential in dollars, right? And then I help them, you know, what I found is that then we get into their main energy center, where they're coming from, right? So their main energy center is their financial center, the hub, the very, very spark. So think of like a car that's, you know, like a, you start the car and sparks, right? It sparks, starts, but then spark goes all over the place. There is no structure to that, right? So there is a process that there's a spark that goes up and down, but there's a, like they do that over and over and over and over and over, and then they wonder why they are ending up where they are because of their current flow. So the biggest misconception I find is that I'm going to meditate and just get something to reality. You know, or I'm just going to work hard all day long and I'm going to have my end results. But the reality of the matter is they have learned how to do, you know, one thing, right? Typically, they're focused on one area of their life. And what I find out is that with proper alignments, right, you have to learn how to make a fist in order for you to align yourself and give yourself a proper roadmap. Right, a fist in a health, relationship, yeah, business, yeah, finance, and spirituality, right, in all five areas. Mm-hmm. And I find when one of the areas is off balance, the other areas that you're trying to do is like they're dragging, you know, it's like you having siblings, right? If you have you're trying to go forward and sibling is dragging you down, that one's what ends up happening. So biggest misconception is that I'm going to fix this one thing and I'm going to make it to wherever I want to make it.
So tell me the five areas again. Can you repeat those?
Yeah. Health, relationship, business or career, finances, and spirituality. Okay. So, but those are the five areas basically.
So basically, you know, the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So if something is pulling you down, you know, if you're weak in your, I don't know, financial or your health, that's going to be the part that affects, yeah, everything else. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. And what ends up happening also is that how we are taught to do the manifestations, right? So like a lot of times we are taught that, you know, think of visualize your goal, right? Like, you know, go down the path of visualizing the goal. And, you know, you usually visualize the goal and it's going to magically appear, right? So, you know, that's partial truth, right? And, or, you know, just go work hard. You're going to get there, right? Mm-hmm. That's also partial truth. So what ends up happening is like, think of like you're trying to eat a sandwich. And imagine it's a perfect sandwich, right? And what do you want in a perfect sandwich? I'm a vegetarian. So the middle part, the goal part of anything that you want to accomplish is the middle part of the sandwich. So I'm going to make it very simple. For vegetarians, it's a lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise, potentially, or maybe some ketchup, okay? So that's the middle part, right? That's your end game part. But what they forget from a lot of times is gratitude and action frequency. So gratitude and action frequency, they become the bun for the sandwich. And what ends up happening, like Kevin, to your point, the common misconception is that the action frequency gets ignored. because they make it too hard. They say, I want to accomplish this, you know, like this gigantic goal, right? And they haven't thought about, you know, the action frequency and training their neural pathways to think that it's a simple to accomplish, it's easy to accomplish that goal, right? So what ends up happening is you're following a path, and you know, most people are like, they take exits, right? They find something, shiny object, they go whoop, they go whoop, you know? And so that's usually the case, you know, that I find the biggest issue, right? So the daily, you know, accountability, the daily, you know, practice and things of the nature are very crucial, in my opinion, you know. And I go ahead.
So I've been throwing some stuff up underneath, you may have been noticing, to highlight what you're saying, attitude and frequency. So I want to see if I am correct in this. When you say action frequency, because in the work that I do with people about prosperity,
yes, you know,
and we all do different things, and we're all out there being abundant and prosperous and trying to help other people get their act together. The belief of lack of self-value.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that fall in your sandwich? Which I think you really need to put a slice of eggplant in that sandwich. I think tomato and mayonnaise is a little boring. I think you might want to have, you know, I mean, come on, let's be a little more imaginative. Really?
Really? Okay. So from a, you know, thank you for that, by the way. We'll put eggplant in there, no problem. I like eggplants. It's perfectly okay. All right. So that being said, right, like you are asking about self-value, right? Like their self-worth.
Yes.
Okay. From a self-worth point of view, a lot of times, you know, people come from a place, right, you know, from a background of, let's say, it's a bad background, okay? They don't have a good childhood, or maybe they have a good childhood, but they just haven't been taught, you know, how to carry themselves, you know, in terms of carrying themselves into the world, okay? So in my work, what I have seen is that when you have this formula, you know, set up correctly, and you practice on a daily basis, right? And then it requires tuning, right? Because energetically, you are growing as a human being, and you are really at the weakest, specifically in the when you have the self-worth, you know, being hurt so badly, right? You need to take some time to understand why you are that way. So one of the things I found is that when you help people, when people understand the current financial flow, which is their current energetic flow, right? So I'll give you an example. The lady that I, you know, one of the ladies I was talking to earlier today, and she's like, I actually come from a place of love. That's her thing, right? Now, she wants to grow a business. Understand very clearly, right? So when you take a look at love, then she is very creative. So she goes in, she's in the second chakra, right? And then she's like, I am very, you know, I love to, what do you call this, feel safe. So she doesn't like any risk, right? All right. Now you see clearly that her abundance will never get attached, because most of the time her sales cycle is longer, number one. So business-wise, she's suffering from that point of view. Number two, you know, she goes into creativity mode all the time. So she finds a path, takes the exit. Finds a path, takes the exit. So she's not getting it for that reason. Now we rearrange that today, right? Where we put growth first, and we put we moved the love angle at a little bit at the middle of the pile, right? And then we put the creativity you know, as we still kept it as a second because she did need to get stay creative. So we kept the growth first, creativity second, and we put, you know, we started going into other chakras, right? So as we rearranged this, right, she literally started to shift. So when you start doing these kind of exercises in a proper manner, you get to rearrange yourself to show up better in life in a better way, right? So the biggest issue most of the time is that the arrangement of your current financial flow is usually flawed. Now, I'll give you an example. I took a lady in as a client about 2 months ago, right? And she came to me and she's like, Ash, I actually help spiritual leaders create their brands. And this was her business. And she was very spiritual. So I started talking to her and having conversations. And then I was able to figure out her flow, current flow. And then I gave her the new flow. In 1 month, right, she was like 2 months behind on her bills. But because, you know, we were able to fix things, you know, essentially in 1 month, she did 59,000 in revenue and $30,000 in collected cash. And literally in a 2 months, like literally in a month later, she was ahead of her bills by at least 2 months, right? So that's the impact that it has, but go ahead.
So I have a question and I can see Ashley has a question. So my question is, I'm gonna go back to the first person you talked about. Did you take fear out of their foundation chakra?
Yes, it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah,
at this point. To me, that's the first thing that I was like, oh, she's got fear in her foundation chakra.
Right.
Can't build anything on quicksand. Right. Ashley, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm wondering. So, okay, you rearrange the priority of the chakras and help the flow. And so what does the person who's having this, you know, rearranging happen, how do they apply this in their being? Like, you know, are they thinking about growth first rather than thinking about like I'm coming at it from love? So I mean, what's the experience from the person that's being rearranged?
Because you know the experience is that, you know, now they are firm, right? So the goal is, because a lot of times what happens is, just like Kevin said, you can't build a castle in a quicksand, right? So you have to get a firm ground first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So this gives them that firm ground that they can stand on by starting to go to make money, right? So one of the things that I do, at least from my practice point of view, I do daily wealth manifestations twice a day. Mm-hmm. So I do it in the morning at 8 and I do it at 8:30 at night live, you know, on Zoom. So people come and we actually do a particular practice, if you will, and we have a good time with that. And then I have my VIP calls, you know, early morning from 8:30 to 9:30 from a VIP group coaching, if you will, from a business point of view to help them grow as a business. So I think that once you set it, then it's about maintenance. Gotcha. Because what happens is, you like, you know, it's not like a clock. You set it one time and it will run for years, right? It's human being. So you have to constantly tune that to make sure that they stay in that frequency, or sometimes even make changes along the way. And that's what I find, you know, a lot of times, you know, it basically, we are human beings, right? So we go back. We don't want to, but that's what happens, right? So it's important to have that maintenance.
Well, you know, when you are changing energies, you're changing thought processes, you're changing relationships, you have to have a set of disciplined actions to reinforce those.
Yes.
For them to take hold. Because the first time a good wind goes across that foundation, if it's not set well, it's going to return back to where it was.
Right. Yes. Agree.
So we're going to be throwing you off in a few minutes, but we want to give you the last few minutes to talk about. We know that people can find you at ashshukla.com. We know people can find you on LinkedIn at LinkedIn Ash Shukla Consultants. The whole LinkedIn thing, backslash. Are you offering Zoom courses? Do people come? Tell us, tell people how they find you and how do they work with you?
Okay. So my, you know, my, look, my strategy for working with people is very, very simple. Okay. I just like to meet you. So on my website, ashyukla.com, click on About Us page, right? It will help you in multiple ways. One, there's my calendar link right there. Just book a call. All right. Number two, there's some, if you need more proof in the pudding, there are some testimonials on there you can go watch. Number three, if you want to really get to know me and say, who is really this guy? Is he a good guy? Or is he like some sort of, you know, whatever you think about in your mind as a bad person, just scroll down a little bit further and you'll see my entire lifestyle. You'll see me, my family, my, you know, my place. You'll see my friends. You'll see a whole bunch of things. And my whole thing is, I just want to meet you. And this happened to me, Kevin, yesterday. I was doing a LinkedIn campaign, and the guy is a executive coach. And I said, I just want to, like, can we meet? This is my entire sales pitch. Can we meet? And he's like, yeah, I would like to, but what is it about? I'm not a financial, I don't need a financial planner. See, he's going to assumption. I don't need a financial planner, and he's getting into this long rant about, you know, why he doesn't need one. So I said, I understand. I'm not a financial planner, number one. I used to be, but I'm not anymore, right? And number two, I just want to make a new friend. And then he goes, oh, in that case, here's, you know, send me your link, I'll schedule a time. So with me, I am a one-on-one kind of a guy. I really like to meet people and create authentic connections. And that's my jam, right? You know, nothing complicated. I believe simplicity is profitability, and complexity is just cumbersome. See, and that's my jam.
There you go. There's half your sandwich. Add some peanut butter to that jam.
Yep. Okay.
It has to be gluten-free bread. You got to flop on both sides of it. You can eat it. I can eat it. Ashley can eat it.
I can eat it.
Oh, hey, we are PB&J on steroids.
PB&J. So we got pickle. We got the lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise. We got eggplant, PB&J. We got some unique sandwich there, buddy. That's by now.
Okay.
It's unique.
Ash, thanks for coming. When is the book coming out?
Right now, I would say 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Make sure you reach out to us after the book is out and is available, and we'll see about having you back on and following up on some of these conversations.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. I really appreciate you. And I just want to tell you both and your audience that I love you. So thank you.
Thank you, Ash. So lovely to meet you.
Thank you, guys. Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Oop. There we go.
Okay.
Wow. I still don't get the cup of coffee, but I understand the other stuff.
There you go.
I've got water.
My
water bottle. But
yeah. Ash is interesting. And I just want to remind our viewers right now that we have, for those viewers that are, whether you're viewing us on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, that you can find us live 6 p.m. Eastern on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're on a couple of different Facebook pages. You can come to what's still called the Dr. Kevin page as we battle with Facebook over any number of things right now, which I'm sure all of you know.
Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I understand. But you can also go to LinkedIn. You can go to our YouTube, you know, join our YouTube channel. You'll get notifications of this stuff. This is also the time where you can ask your questions, whether it's a spiritually based question, an intuitive based question. If you could have been asking questions to Ash. And if you you know, are watching this as a repeat, because it repeats and you may be watching it after it's all done, you can still send your questions to us at info@kevinrossemery.com. That is info@kevinrossemery.com. And we'll bring your questions to the stage. You don't have to chat them in. If you've been watching afterwards, we said something, you thought, oh my God, that's interesting. Then you can send us the email. We'll bring your email up. We can either include your name or not include your name. Either one is okay and fine. And Ashley and I'll kick it around. If you have a question that you wanted to ask Ash, it sounds like you can go to ashsukula.com and schedule a free call and ask your question. But also, I'm happy to pass on to our guests questions that might have been asked by people that watch the replay. We would either invite him back in to answer it, or we would get his answer for you, you know, and share it.
Perfect.
So again, come in, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
I also wanted to add that Spotify carries the replay as well. I listened to one in the car the other day, so you don't get the visual, but you can at least listen to the audio. And so if you can't drop in live to see us and you want to listen on your next commute, you can find it at the Kevin Ross Emery Show and on Spotify.
And I think we're on
Podbean.
We're on Podbean. We're on a few places. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know where they all are, or I would be very happy to type them up and put them on the line, but I don't know all the places we're available. Not but right. We're available everywhere. So if you're looking,
we get around.
So was there any other thoughts you had about this financial chakra thing?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be mulling it for a little while after we disconnect, but I like the premise of it. I'd be interested to maybe pick up the book and thumb through it, as long as it's not too meaty. But I think that I like the concept of reprioritizing where you put your energy in your own chakras. So I kind of want to hear a little bit more about that.
Well, it's interesting. I decided not to muddy the waters. I don't know why, so unlike me. But because I actually teach a different kind of chakra system than most people are familiar with. And so I teach the Wei Qi chakra system, which was channeled to me through me by Wei Qi, who was the author of the Lost Steps of Reiki book. And, you know, Wei Qi lived 5,000 years ago in the place we call Tibet today. Not wasn't called Tibet then. But, you know, after creating the Wei Qi healing system, which I still teach, he then moved on to the Wei Qi chakra system to give me a very different perspective of like the front and the back of chakras and stuff. And actually in that system, we have 64 different chakra colors. And we talk about the different levels within chakras that can have a break in the middle of a chakra. So you come into a chakra and it's like, well, that chakra is not functioning, but it takes you to a different level where it doesn't function to be able to actually to fix it instead of just kind of put a Band-Aid on it so it's working. And a lot of chakra work actually kind of Band-Aids, and you find you have to keep going back and redoing the chakra work because it's, you know, it's kind of like the difference between the chiropractor that does all over bone health and gets you to do different things, and the one that just keeps putting the same place and thing in place that keeps popping out and put it in place and pop. Like, wait a second, what can we do for it to go in place and stay in place?
Gotcha.
So, but I didn't want to bring up, I was like, I'm not even going to, no.
Understood.
Run.
Yeah.
But so I was kind of thinking that, because I'm going, okay, well, we look at 60, you know, I don't look at additional chakras. I'm not saying there's 64 chakras, but that there's
gradation between
this gradation and understanding the gradation and the journey. Like when I do a chakra healing, you know, it's a couple of hour thing where I take people down into where that chakra is broken and then how we fix it and finding the experience or the belief system that makes that that gradient level of the chakra not work. And so those colors are existing. And then we do actually deal with the four healer chakras in the back that Wei Qi talked about, that people that are doing spiritual work, doing healing work, have an additional four chakras that are actually their chakras that are a connection to what they're here to do in the world as a healer. So.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. So. What else before we've only got a couple more minutes? Any closing ideas, any closing thoughts? If you would like to experience more of Ashley or understand more of what Ashley does, I've put up her thing,
soulsafetyofarts.com.
That's her. You can reach out to Ashley. But any closing ideas or thoughts before we go off air?
I'm just circling back to the astrology stuff. I'm going to be away when we have this big Venus in Chiron and the Sun square Pluto. So I'm a little curious how that's going to ripple through. So I'm going to pay careful attention and I will let you know what how that sits.
Yeah, well, for the majority of your trip, I suspect Mercury is still going to be retrograde.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's going to be a lot of internalized, like, how do I want to move through the world differently than I have?
Gotcha.
And then it's going to be, how have I emotionally evolved in a way where I can emotionally move through the world differently than I have in the past? And remember, when the sun hits things, it always illuminates it. There's always an opportunity that is shining a spotlight on something that now is a good time to work on it, work with it, have illumination. And then you'll be back by the time it hits your Saturn, but it's going to kind of illuminate, oh, these are the life lessons I need to embody. I need to integrate. I need to make change. And so, but that part of it is a little further down and you'll be back before that happens. Mercury will be direct when that happens. So we can talk about it then.
We will. And I will be back in time for next week. And we have Rain Thomas next week.
Yes, we have Rain Thomas. And Rain and I used to do Laughing, Loving, and Alive with Alva Howard. We were the terrible threesome. We were on for 2 years with a podcast. Rain is an incredibly heart-centered mover and shaker. I'm excited to have her on.
I'm excited to meet her.
Yep. You will love Rain. I can almost guarantee it. So I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
You who are looking to contact me, you can send to me info@kevinrossemery.com for your questions or thoughts, or you can go to kevinrossemery.com and you can meet my four little funny men, which I didn't get a chance to talk about this week. So
ask but we're out of time. So next week we will bring that up.
Ask about my little four, my four little men. And until then, namaste. Okay.
Namaste. Bye, everybody.